mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M 26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake County Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
We've got Lake State coming up, and I tell you what, they are playing some good hockey right now under Coach Jim Rock. This is a team that has a freshman that's really lighting it up right now. And talk about what you know about this team coming in here, Coach.
Well, I'm not surprised. I know I had a long talk with Jim Rock, I guess it was late in the spring, early summer last year, when we talked a lot about hockey and philosophy, and I know he was really going to make some changes the way he had approached some things and done some things, and so I'm not surprised. I think he's taken a different approach than they have in the past, and they're off to a real good start. I think they're much quicker than they used to be. I know they used to be a big, strong, defense, oriented team, and now he's added some skill and some speed, and it's showing. They're scoring goals, and they're still playing good solid defense. It all starts for them in their net. They've got two senior goaltenders who are outstanding, and they make it difficult to score against. So we're going to have our hands full with them this weekend. They've got a rock solid defensive core who obviously they've got some good seniors and juniors back there. That's the strength of their team. And like I said, now they've added some speed and skill up front, and really have got a real solid team from the net out right through their forwards. And like I said, they're off to a real good start.
They are, and getting to the net will be a challenge probably with how good their defense is.
Well, it will. And now, having said that, we played Notre Dame, we played Duluth, we played Michigan. Michigan State's got some pretty darn good defensemen. So, having said that, we've seen it. But here we go again. And this is where I think people, our fans and alumni, understand. They think that, you're in this league, you're going to play. Hey, this team is just as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. And they've gone out and beat a pretty good Union team. They went down to Madison and were ahead in that first game. Should have won the game probably, and then obviously the next night was just one of those nights where things didn't go their way. But they played some good teams, they played some good hockey, and they're solid. They're very solid, and they're not going to beat themselves, and that's the key. We're going to have to win these games. We're going to have to push the pace and be aggressive, play well defensively ourselves, but find a way to penetrate their goalies and the defense.
They played Fairbanks this past weekend. And they were down 1-0, and bang, 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 bang. They scored like 3 goals in 6 minutes or something like that.
Well, they did. And obviously, you're talking about Globke, the freshman.
Yeah, Globke.
Good
right.
hockey player, but he's just one piece. I mean, they've got some real good forwards up front, and Globke's take advantage of his ice time and playing with good players. But they split this weekend against a very good Alaska team. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's a big weekend for us coming back into the league. These are home games for us in the league. As you look through the league, there's good teams there. The only team that seems to be, really struggling right now and having, tough time is Huntsville. Everybody else looks like on any given night can win. And obviously, 8 teams make the playoffs, so one of those other 9 teams, and I'm not saying Huntsville can't get back in the race, but I think it's going to take them, a year or two. But every night, the points are going to be so valuable and so important, and you have to take advantage of your home games.
Well, you look at the scores from this past weekend in WCHA play, what are your thoughts on Minnesota State right now, Coach? Because they don't seem to be dominating like a lot of people maybe thought they would.
Well, I think everybody was, including myself, just ready to anoint them the league champions. Just on paper, given what the return, given the success of making the NCAA tournament last year, they had an excellent goaltender, who was back, had a great freshman year. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a couple guys leave, depth guys didn't see they were going to play, a couple guys get injured, your goaltender's off to a tough start, a shaky start, and now you know, his confidence. I see he got pulled again the other night against Bowling Green, and all of a sudden, you know, things aren't going as smooth as you thought they were, and that can happen, and that can happen quickly to a team. And knowing Mike Hastings though, and their team and their talent level, you know, they're still a very good team, and I'm sure they'll get things turned around. But having said that, it's not even so much what's going on there; it's with every other team, Dirk. This is a good league mm-hmm. with good coaches and good players and teams that work extremely hard, and our fans are going to see that this weekend, and they're going to see that when Bemidji comes in and Bowling Green before Christmas. We've got some real good teams in this conference.
Yeah, Bowling Green, another team that, boy, they got some talent there.
Well, this is, I think, Chris's fourth, fifth year there. Mm-hmm. Bergeron, their coach, and, you know, I think he's done things the right way. He's taken his time, and, you know, they've struggled the last 3 years, but now he's got, you know, all those guys that are seniors now and juniors, and they're good hockey players, and they've got a good team, and their work ethic's outstanding. So I'm not surprised. You know, I picked them as one of my top four teams, along with Minnesota State.
Mm-hmm. And how about a couple of other teams since we're talking about the WCHA mm-hmm. right now? Northern Michigan, they get the win on Saturday night over Western, which was big. And, you know, and Fairbanks, your thoughts on those two teams?
Oh, yeah, and that's good for Northern Michigan. I think that's another indication of how good our league is. Northern Michigan comes back from Alaska, which is a tough trip, and the first one weekend back is always hard. And then they got to go on the road again, down to Western Michigan, and play a pretty good team. And they beat them. Mm-hmm. They beat them the first night and then tied them the second night, tied yesterday. So Northern right. comes out of there with a win and a tie, and that's good for our league. So Northern's got a good team. We saw that. You know, we saw them, and they're going to be in the mix. They're going to be one of those teams that has a lot to say who wins home ice for the playoffs. And then Alaska Fairbanks, obviously we go up there and play in, I think, 3 weeks now when we go on that Alaska trip. But good, solid team, good upperclassmen, good skating team, hardworking team. And Dallas Ferguson's been there a long time and does a really good job with that that team.
All right, we'll take a break. Coach is going to answer your question when we come back right after this on Mix 93. WKMJ.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler with snow showers in areas blowing snow. Accumulations today around an inch. Temperatures will be holding steady in the low 20s with northwest winds blowing at 15 to 25. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, low around 14. Tomorrow sees mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow showers in the morning, then a few peaks of sun possible in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 28. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, becoming westerly in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 22, and Wednesday's mostly sunny with a high around 42 degrees. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gardner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gardner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year?